Morning, Josh.
Good morning, Tess. I'm here to tell you what's been going on that we don't need to know
that
about.
Shouldn't have been going on, really.
It can go on, just not in the headlines.
What are we starting with?
We're starting with hundreds of people claiming to be the owner of a stunning lost bracelet with 40 diamonds in it.
Oh.
So it's a 20-centimeter long bracelet, 40 diamonds in it. The value's unknown. So, like, have they authenticated it? It was posted to Facebook by Hawkesbury Police after being found in December last year in the Sydney area. It's a tennis bracelet. I don't know what that is, but
I don't know.
Now hundreds of people have come out and been like, it's mine.
I can... Why would you post a photo of it? Why would you not say, describe it?
Yeah, right.
Isn't that what you had to do when you lost an umbrella in the library?
An artist sketch of the bracelet.
Describe the diamond bracelet to me. I mean, good scam though, but if you can get it. You can claim it.
I think it's just like people doing, like having fun with it like a meme.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's mine. At Tess Connery.
Isn't it's mine this yours? Now. Yeah, totally. Wink, wink.
But I do want to let you know that it is mine.
Oh, good. So yeah. It's been found. I'm so
it's
happy
been found,
for you.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to getting that back. Also, a woman has revealed how having a secret affair with a married man destroyed her confidence in men and ruined her own marriage years later.
Colour me shocked.
Yeah, I mean...
What?
Don't you think? I feel kind of bad for her because obviously like this kind of thing sucks. Well, no, because you're giving me a strange look, like I shouldn't be feeling bad for her. But then I've never been in the scenario where I've got with someone who's in a relationship already. Like, maybe it's really difficult to deal with.
Maybe. And here's a question. Did she know? Because sometimes you hear about people finding partners and they just have no idea that they're actually married.
So the story goes, she meets a handsome man at an industry awards night. The man, who we're calling Jeremy,
okay,
only revealed weeks later that when they were having a drink that he was married.
Oh, my God.
And then the woman, we don't have a name for her. No, we're calling her Caroline.
Okay.
Caroline breaks up with him immediately, but then Jeremy wears her down and then she gets back with him.
Oh, Caroline,
ended up
no.
back in his arms.
Damn it, Caroline.
And then later on, things get really weird again with like him never leaving his partner like he said he would. She cuts ties for good. Then later on, like a year and a half later, she meets a new person. We're calling him William. And she like gets really into William and they're in love and whatever. But then she's like really anxious all the time because she's like, what if William leaves me and cheats on me with another woman? And it's like, well, I don't know. That's just kind of what you did.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where to begin. This is tale as old of time, isn't it?
Right.
This is one of those stories that you can take a look at, I swear, any point in history and someone's going through this exact situation.
The only thing I like about this is that it's like the woman who was, you know, like the...
Caroline.
The Caroline telling the story, who's like the extramarital, like yep. the, I don't know, you know, the woman who's
the
extramarital.
Other woman. Yeah.
The other woman. Because so often when you hear about like cheating, it's always like the extramarital woman. I hate saying that. I don't
the
know
wife.
What's wrong with it.
Yeah. Wait, I'm lost.
Mistress? Do people say mistress?
I guess so.
I don't know. So often it's just like all of the blame's on them. Like they're the one who like has to cop all of the heat. And it's like, well, the married man who was having the affair had a bit more of a responsibility not to be cheating.
Cop some of it too. Just everyone sucks in this story, I think. I'm going to rule this as one of those where...
William's fine.
Okay, William's fine, but everyone else sucks.
Yeah, no, that's fair. What else have we got? Oh my God, did you see this week the images of the purple graffiti all around Frankston, Melbourne?
Yes! Oh my God, I saw this.
Yeah, okay. Chris, you need to talk to me before baby is born or don't bother after. It has been written all around Frankston by a woman who was very pregnant, at least three quarters of the way through the pregnancy.
I guess, yeah.
And now she is in hospital and she's spoken to the media. So she's pregnant with their second child. She spray painted all of this graffiti around. Now she's having contractions and she says he still hasn't gotten back to her.
That was my question. Has Chris called her?
No. And she says, yes, I did graffiti and I will until I get some kind of reply. But what if she has the baby first?
I can't.
Will she keep doing graffiti? Because don't bother after... I don't know.
I can't decide if I'm impressed or if I just think she's a little bit unhinged.
She doesn't know how else to get a hold of him.
Oh.
And I don't know.
Desperate times. Chris.
Yellow pages?
Chris, call the graffiti woman.
Honestly. Because it's going to cost a lot for the council to get rid of that graffiti.
It is. It is.
Speaking of graffiti, a resident has covered his wheelie bin in aggressive graffiti after becoming fed up with neighbours putting their rubbish in his bin. And I can 100% relate. I have like rear access to my little townhouse. And then there's a business, like all these businesses on the other side. And like once they filled up my entire bin, like the day after bin day,
rude.
Before I had any chance. And I was like, you can put it in there, but like give me a chance.
Yeah, that's rude.
The bin is covered in swear words, aggressive threats, and multiple references to the union. They've written lots of swear words, but they've even like called them cockroaches.
Wow.
And I guess it makes sense. They really go in bins.
Someone's very passionate about their bins.
Absolutely. And those are most of the things that have been not news.
Thanks so much, Josh.
Thanks, Tess.
Josh Green with not news for another week. Some of the things in headlines, not necessarily giving back the amount of newsworthiness compared to space they're taking up in the headlines.